This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we talk about a great migration, and we look at Halloween. You've noticed those geese flying in V formation across the sky? And our resident ornithologist Robin Formaker tells us about these fascinating birds.
The great naturalist Roger Torrey Peterson once observed, "Birds have wings, they're free. They can fly where they want, when they want. They have the kind of mobility many people envy." That observation is certainly borne out as we enter fall and witness the miracle of the migration, when birds pass above us in their annual journey from their breeding grounds in the north en route to their winter habitats in the south. One prominent indicator of the changing seasons is the migration of the snow goose. The snow goose during summer makes its home in its breeding territory in the Arctic tundra. By fall, on through November, large flocks of snow geese make their way south toward their wintering grounds along the Gulf Coast. The snow goose has white plumage. It's about 30 inches in length with a wingspan of almost 5 feet and weighs between 5 to 7 pounds. During their migratory flight south, snow geese can attain speeds of between 40 to 50 miles per hour with altitudes averaging 3,000 feet. And snow geese have been known to make long migratory flights which can continue nonstop for as long as 3 days. In doing so, the snow geese sometimes fly in V or U-shaped formations. There are two reasons for this. First, energy is conserved because each bird is able to take advantage of the wingtip vortex of the bird in front, thereby reducing resistance. This means the lead bird works hardest, but when the leader tires, it will drop back into the V and another bird will take the lead. The second benefit of these formations is they permit the birds to see each other more effectively, thereby keeping the flock together. Not all snow geese take a nonstop flight to their wintering grounds, and if you happen to come across one of their stopover points, it's not uncommon to see thousands of these birds. Be prepared to hear a cacophony. The birds honking can be heard for over a mile. In recent decades, the snow goose population has risen dramatically. This may be due to a shifting of the birds' winter habitat away from marsh areas and onto farmlands where the birds have learned to feed on waste grain, thereby improving their survival rate. However, this population spike may prove detrimental. The birds have become so numerous in some spots they threaten their own habitat. Nature, you know, always requires a delicate balancing act. This is Robin Formaker for the Midwest Today Radio Edition saying, it's fun to have the birds around.
Thanks, Robin. I noticed you didn't mention how they love to mess in my yard. Oh, stop it. Be sure to check out the digital edition of Midwest Today magazine online, where we feature a countdown to the holidays, a helpful guide to getting the most out of the changing seasons from Halloween to Christmas. It's at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. We're coming up on Halloween, which Americans spend $6.9 billion on each year, making it the second largest commercial holiday. The United Nations Children's Fund recruits youngsters to trick-or-treat for UNICEF and collect small change donations. Kids have raised more than $118 million since the program began, and the money helps impoverished children worldwide. We hope you'll donate. Did you know that Halloween was originally an ancient Celtic harvest festival dating back 2,000 years that marked the end of the summer? The Celts believed that this was the time that the laws of space and time were temporarily suspended, and the boundaries between this world and the next were broken. The Scots disguised themselves in costumes to appease the evil spirits which they thought were on the roam. And in Ireland, the Druids created an enormous bonfire on a hill from which townspeople would light fires in little jack-o'-lanterns carved out of turnips and carry them home as symbols of unity. The word Halloween is a contraction of All Hallows' Eve or All Hallows' Evening or All Souls' Day celebrated in the Catholic Church. Beggars were allowed to come to the door and ask for All Souls' cakes, currant-filled biscuits or scones, and in return they said prayers for the recently deceased. In the pagan tradition, gifts of food and drink were left on the doorstep to feed the wandering spirits and prevent their coming into the house looking for food. One tradition said that if you wanted to meet a witch, you had to put your clothes on inside out and walk backwards on Halloween night, and then at midnight, a witch would appear. And I have a college buddy that swears that's true. That's how he met his first wife. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition, wishing you a hauntingly safe and happy Halloween.